Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Starting this week, our administration will begin distributing over 2 million free COVID-19 rapid at-home tests across Massachusetts.
That's Governor Baker just this morning at a press conference. If you have tried to get your hands on a rapid at-home COVID test, you probably already know it is not easy. If you can find them on your local pharmacy shelf, and that's a big if, they're often expensive, commonly priced at more than $20 for a pack of two tests, though my family did find some just over the border in New Hampshire for about $14 for a two-pack recently. Joining us now with more on today's testing news is WBUR Senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Tiziana.
So we heard the governor there say over 2 million of these rapid at-home tests. Who gets them and how? What do we know about how and where they're going?
Yeah, they say they're headed to communities that have a larger proportion of families facing financial hardship. Folks who might have a hard time coming up with the $24 that a pair of these tests seem to go for at a local pharmacy. Again, if you can find them. Governor Baker spelled out the criteria today.
The 102 cities and towns that will receive these test kits are communities in Massachusetts with the highest estimated percentage of families below the poverty level, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The goal here is to help those families who face the greatest financial hardship and might have difficulty attaining rapid tests at a pharmacy.
Now, that being said, there are some communities on the list that have me scratching my head. Weston, Lincoln, Hamilton, Brookline, they're all on the list. The governor's office assures me that they all fall under the criteria that they set up for this program.
That is a little bit of a surprise, Steve. And this 2 million number, that sounds like a lot. Sounds like a lot of tests. But there are also nearly 7 million people in the Commonwealth. So this number, this announcement, how big of a deal really is it? And what else did the governor highlight?
Sure, you're right. 2 million is a lot. But if you put it in perspective, there are 3.1 million people in all of the communities that are set to get these tests. So not everyone is going to get one. And if all 2 million are used before Christmas, they won't be available for New Year's. Still, the governor hinted that this is just the start and said today that they will be doing more.
This is not just a one-time distribution of a one-time test. We are also in the process of working directly with test manufacturers to make available bulk, cheap purchasing deals for every city and town in Massachusetts.
So there have been some questions lately over the state's lack of a coordinated effort to get tests directly to people, Steve, like, you know, Colorado, where tests are sent to individual households for free. That does not sound like that's at least what the governor's leg of this is doing. Did that come up at all during the press conference?
Yeah, the governor says that local officials know their communities best, and that's why they're letting them determine how to distribute these test kits to residents. And he's hoping that this is just the beginning.
I really think for us the big opportunity is to get the bulk purchase agreements in place with a number of these manufacturers and then make that available to cities and towns to order and then distribute within their communities in whatever way they think is the most appropriate way to make it happen.
So I just want to be clear, Steve. So what we're talking about is in the short term, more than 2 million tests delivered to targeted cities and towns, delivered locally, and then the local municipality figures out how to get it to people. But the governor recognizes there's going to be more need, and so he's also working on arranging for cities and towns to buy more of these themselves cheaply in the future.
Right, get a better deal, using the state's buying power, buying lots of these tests from the manufacturers directly, and then getting them out to more cities and towns and fill the need as it arises.
I got to tell you, it makes me think of some of the PPE conversations, Steve, early on in 2020, right, when we were watching
Sure.
the governor trying to do bulk purchasing arrangements and get PPE out to all the different – did that – ring in your head at all as you were at the press conference or listening today?
Yeah, a little bit. As you think back over the past almost 2 years, there were certain things that would come out via, it was a crisis for testing. And then now, you testing is more plentiful, although not
not
to
at
a
home.
Point where you,
right.
you've got it at home and stuff like that. But think back to you know, when the pandemic first erupted in early 2020, you know, just, you know, you could have the, you know, a bad case, all the symptoms and everything. You just couldn't get a test at that point. Then, you know, testing opened up. Same thing with vaccines. When vaccines came out, remember the scramble of, you know,
yes.
going onto the computer at midnight and hoping that maybe you can snag an appointment somewhere. You know, if you live in the eastern part of the state, you might be, you know, driving down the Cape to get your vaccine. You know, now it's more plentiful. Obviously, you know, folks are still having trouble getting, you know, boosters, but it's not impossible. It's just a little troublesome, and you know, you got to work at it a little bit. But it's a lot easier. Again, going back, it was a lot tougher at the very beginning.
All right. So what about other COVID protocols? I understand that you asked the governor about the variety of mask mandates. Varies so much across the Commonwealth, depending on what city or town you're in.
Yeah, I asked him about whether the different rules regarding masks are creating confusion. It varies from town to town. It even varies within the state house itself. The legislature has a strict mask requirement, while that's not the case with the executive office. The governor sidestepped that question and circled back to the fact that Massachusetts is doing a good job with vaccinations.
5 million people are fully vaccinated. 1.5 million of those are boosted. Over 6 million people have at least one dose, and we continue to focus aggressively on those communities and those populations that are most vulnerable. There's a ton of activity going on in that space to keep those people safe. They're tested all the time with respect to COVID, and that's going to continue to happen until it doesn't need to anymore.
Now, another reporter at the news conference was a little more direct with the mask question, asking him bluntly if he has any plans to bring back the statewide mask mandate. The governor was equally as blunt by saying, quote, there are no plans to bring back the statewide mask mandate.
All right. WBUR senior state house reporter Steve Brown. Always great to have you, Steve. Thanks.
Nice talking with you, Tiziana.
So let's turn to another voice on the question of how to distribute these new rapid at-home tests that the governor is offering. Here with us now, Michael Curry, CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, which represents more than 50 health centers serving more than 1 million patients across the state. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So I want to ask you your announcement to this $2.1 million rapid antigen at-home test to 102 of the hardest-hit communities across the state.
Well, I think it's good news. We know that we need to have some risk reduction measures in place. That's what masking, and you just finished talking about that, and vaccinations and booster shots. The timely detection of COVID is critical to this process, too. We know we have testing sites all across the state. Credit to the administration, to the Baker administration, Secretary Sutter's and their team. But if we can get timely information, right, we act differently when we know we're positive. And the reality is, unless you got sick, unless you're traveling, unless it's required for your job, you may not even get tested. So if we can actually get tested when we think we're gathering with family or we just attended some function, then we can act differently and keep down the spread of this disease during the holidays. So I think it's very smart on behalf of the Baker administration. And it is, as we often use that phrase, it's a game changer.
So one of the things that it makes me think of, Michael, is so you test at home with one of these rapid tests. Let's say you find out you're positive. Are we running the risk that we're going to miss knowing about the magnitude of cases in the Commonwealth? Because if you know you're positive and you stay home, maybe the state never finds out. Maybe we never get those numbers into our data.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Tiziana. I think that that exists now. I think there are many people who have are asymptomatic or who have mild symptoms and they just sort of brush it off as allergies or a cold and they don't pursue a test. Maybe some cases people don't even want to know because it'll disrupt their lives. So I think even as we look as of today, 901,000 cases in Massachusetts, 19,217 plus deaths. It should be a shocking number. My guess across the globe, across the country and across Massachusetts, is that number could be higher if we did more testing. Remember early in this pandemic, the politics of a pandemic, people were doing less testing because they didn't want to know the numbers.
Right.
So the reality is that's not good public health. Let's know where the infections are so we can keep down the spread. So there is a challenge. We're going to need to, maybe there's a self-reporting process, but I think ultimately it's a game changer.
So I want to talk about this last mile piece. So the governor making them available to targeted communities, 102 communities. The local officials then are responsible for how to distribute them within those communities. Here's the governor.
Rather than defining specifically how those might be used in those communities, we decided to make them available to communities, those 102 communities, and let those communities decide what the best process for distribution would be.
So the talk about, Michael, the tension between the local wisdom, hey, we know our neighborhoods best, we know our community best, let us do this, we're the ones with the infrastructure, versus the scale of rapid distribution that a larger entity like a state or the National Guard, who will help, as we understand it, get the test to the communities. But there is a trade-off when you don't use large-scale coordination either. How do you think about that trade-off?
Well, one, I just got credit to the public health officials on the ground and cities and towns across the Commonwealth. You know, we know that, quite frankly, for long periods of time, we defunded our public health infrastructure, both here and across the country. So they didn't have the capacity, the staffing, the resources to really do the testing and contact tracing and vaccinations that they needed to do because we didn't give them the resources. And that came out in a national survey recently, a national report that I was part of. So we know now that if we put this in their hands, they do know their community. You know, we often use the Ayanna Pressley, Congressman Pressley quote, those closest to the pain, right? We know that public health officials are those closest to the pain. They know the communities they serve. So I think there's some credibility to this, that if you put these rapid tests in communities, Lynn is not Lawrence. Lawrence is not Mattapan. Mattapan is not Chelsea, right? How do you get these in the right hands of the right people at the right time for the holidays to keep the spread down? So I think the governor and the administration have a pretty good track record, which is why we're faring better than most of the rest of the country when it comes to this disease. We got to put the resources in the hand. Again, credit to the state legislature as well that decided to put a significant amount of the ARPA dollars into these communities as well to help rebuild and build up their public health infrastructure.
So here is Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters at the press conference earlier today talking about the use of the tests.
The tests can be completed by residents in their home. Test results are available in 15 minutes, and samples do not go to a laboratory. People do not need a cell phone or computer for any part of the test. The tests are usable for any individual 2 years of age and up, regardless of vaccination status or whether they have symptoms.
Are they easy, Michael? When these gets into the hands of families, are they easy? Are they straightforward? Are they very usable?
Yeah, I mean, all indications are that they are easy to use. And, you know, there have been a flow of these coming out. You know, at least Binex now is another option. We know that the Biden administration is trying to deploy these rapid tests out through their strategy as well. So, you know, I was looking at the actual iHealth version, 94.3% accurate for positive tests. And 98.1% accurate for negative tests, right? So that's huge numbers. And I just want to give a shout out. I just got off a call, Tiziana, with AbbVie Bio Research Center. I was their guest speaker for diversity and inclusion today. And I was just amazed. I'm celebrating them and our other pharmaceutical companies and researchers for the moment we're in, that we're able to deploy these strategies that are saving people's lives, these therapeutics, and these tests that can save people lives. We need to pause for a second and just appreciate how quickly this stuff is being developed. And this is just another example of that.
So my last question for you. So the governor has said today that American Rescue Plan Act dollars, COVID relief dollars, cities and towns can spend them to buy more. You heard me talk to Steve Brown about the governor knowing that the first 2 million aren't enough. Are we going to fix this problem? Are we a couple months from, if you need a test, you can get a test. If you need to know if you're positive, you'll know you're positive, and stop this kind of mad scramble we've been in, Michael, for people to try to find and get a test, especially affordably?
Yeah, I mean, well, we went through this, as you said, with PPE. We've gone through it. And again, you know, none of this should be a surprise, right? I've been in too many hearings on emergency preparedness where we discussed 10 years ago, all of these situations we'd be in, and we still didn't prepare for it. That being said, we have to solve for it. The reality is we need to make these affordable. We need to make, in many cases, for them to be free. We need to make sure that there are no insurance hurdles so that they can be processed and purchased. And we need to make sure that we have the supply. That is on us to work with the pharmaceutical industries, the providers that make these tests. And I think we have a good track record over the last year, year and a half, of working across for-profit and government to do great things, and across community and activists and hospitals and health centers. We need to keep that strategy because it's working.
All right. Michael Curry, CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, which represents more than 50 health centers serving more than 1 million patients across the state. As always, great to have you, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.